The Czech government has said that the country's upcoming EU presidency has not been put in jeopardy by the plans of French President Nicolas Sarkozy. France's head of state reportedly wants to increase the influence of the Eurogroup, a group of countries to which the Czech Republic does not belong, and which during the Czech presidency Mr. Sarkozy himself would like to head. Czech officials have warned against the move, calling it divisive, as Rosie Johnson reports.
On Tuesday, French paper Le Monde reported upon the Élysée Palace's attempts to keep control of European economic policy for at least another year. France's President Nicolas Sarkozy argues that, in turbulent times for the global economy, strong leadership and stability are needed within the EU. During the Czech presidency next year, Mr. Sarkozy reportedly wants to fortify and lead the Eurogroup, an informal grouping of the 15 countries currently using the euro. He says the financial crisis cannot be resolved by finance ministers alone, and that heads of state, such as himself, must intervene. The Czechs are unhappy about being bypassed. Here's what Deputy PM Alexander Vondra had to say to Czech Radio.
The idea of politicians muscling their way into the good partnership that currently exists between the European Central Bank and European finance ministers is a risky one, because it paves the way for increased instability, not only between Eurozone countries and non-Eurozone countries, but even in the longer term, between Eurozone countries themselves, because we all know that France and Germany have very different opinions when it comes to maintaining the euro stability.
The Deputy Prime Minister for European Affairs, Mr. Vondra, released a statement on Thursday saying there was nothing to stop the French from presiding over the Eurogroup and convening its members for more frequent discussions. But Mr. Vondra warned this move may divide the EU rather than unify it. The statement adamantly dismissed claims that the French were seeking to extend their EU presidency into the new year, saying Prague was fully prepared to take over on January the 1st. But the speculation, which Mr. Vondra called unacceptable, will not have been abated by Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's comments on Friday. The PM said the French always want to extend their EU presidency and that this time round was no exception.
My thanks to Rosie Johnson for that report.